You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by men's head basketball coach at Rhodes College, Mike DeGeorge. Of course, Rhodes heading into the tournament with a record of 7-17, 3-13 in SCAC play, earning the number 4 seed in the Eastern Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the tournament, and thanks again for joining us today.
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me.
Coach, the Lynx enter the SCAC tournament having won 3 of your last 6. Just talk about the way this team is playing as we head into the conference championship.
Well, our goal all year has just been, because, you know, as a first-year coach, we really didn't know what we were inheriting. A lot of the guys didn't play last year or get much significant playing time a year ago. And so our goal, as it always is just to show constant improvement. And the guys have done that. You know, we went through a little bit of a dip in January. And outside of that, it's just been continuous progress as we've gone through. We feel like we're playing our best basketball. And as you said, we've won 3 of 6. The 3 losses were to all very good teams, and we had a chance to win all 3 of them. So we're a pretty confident group. We're as confident a group as a 7-17 team can be going into the tournament. So we're excited about the opportunity.
Coach, as I mentioned, the number 4 seeded team out of the Eastern Division, you draw the number 1 Western Division team in Trinity University. The last time you guys played them, you guys fell 62-51 despite 14 points from John Donovan. Just talk about what you learned headed back, looking at that game, and take forward as you guys move into Friday's matchup.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously they're a very good team, and they're very versatile. They have, you know, most of their team that plays is between 6'4 and 6'7, and they have a nice mix of veterans and talented young players, and they're just well coached and a very good team. And for us, we're going to have to take better care of the basketball. We turned it over 23 times in our first game, and it's just not a recipe for success. And they were credited for 21. I think it was 20 of the 23 turnovers were considered steals, which means that certainly going to create a lot of transition opportunities for them. So not only does it hurt your offense, but it hurts your defense. So first and foremost, we're going to have to do a better job with that. And then I think we just have to carry over the defensive toughness that we've been playing with. You know, we've really been very physical and just very engaged throughout the entire game. And then I think really the third factor for us is outside of that period in January that I talked about, we've just been in almost every game the whole year, and in the last 5 minutes, we have not performed as well as we have in the final as we did in the first 35. So we just really have to finish games playing our best basketball, and that'll be a big point of emphasis in terms of heading in. But, you know, we're just excited about the opportunity. Obviously, we have nothing to lose, and we're looking forward to seeing if we can't survive another day, one day at a time.
Coach, Lynx shot the ball well from outside the arc this season, 4th best in the conference at 37%. Obviously, Trinity it plays well defensively, allowing opponents just over 60 points per game, but predominantly doing that in a zone. How important will it be to try and move the ball, look for open looks beyond the arc, and shoot the ball well as you've done, and then more importantly, just crashing the glass and trying to get those extra possessions and easy baskets?
Yeah, there's no question that's going to be important. You know, and if you look at our last game against DePauw, we held them to 47 points, and our 4 primary perimeter shooters combined for 2 of 22 from the field. And if that happens, we probably don't have much of a chance. So we're definitely going to have to shoot the ball well. But it's really more about your first image there, about ball movement and really working for angles and getting the ball in the paint to create opportunities for ourselves. And if we're able to do that, we do have good shooters, and they're going to make shots, on most nights. And so it's really about really working for those high-quality looks.
Coach, the Lynx are 2nd in the conference in turnovers forced and steals. Just talk about the importance of being able to put pressure on the ball to create those turnovers and those steals to, as I mentioned, get those extra possessions and also hopefully lead to easy baskets as well.
Yeah, ball pressure is a big part of what we do, and we just don't want to keep people out of the lane. And so it's just, trying to take carry over those defensive concepts. And Trinity has a very good, you know, motion concept, and they make you work really hard on the weak side. And so there's never a moment that you can relax against them or feel that, you know, you're away from the ball and you don't have responsibility. So you're always working and just really trying to stay in position, and when other teams make mistakes, where you need to be in position to take advantage of them.
Coach, last time you guys faced Trinity, Andrew Gallo, who's such a tough matchup for any team, was held to just 10 points. What do you guys have to do a little bit differently this second go-around to try and get him some better looks and allow him to open up his scoring?
Well, part of it was he was just coming off of an injury. Yeah, he cracked the bone in his big toe, and that was just kind of at the end of when he was still recovering, and it affected his ability to elevate on his jump shot and be explosive and get into gaps. So that next weekend, he really got back to being himself, but he was still not at 100% that weekend. So Andrew is one of the top players in the league, and we just feel very fortunate to have him as a part of our program, and his shots will come, and he's a great distributor of the basketball too, and his guys make shots around him, it makes him that much bigger of a threat. And so, I think that Andrew will take the game as it comes and take advantage of the opportunities provided and work to create opportunities for his teammates as well.
Trinity has a number of young, talented players, Coach, but their senior leader, Luke Calderer, averaging 14 points per contest, has really been key to that offense throughout his whole career. What will be one of the keys to sort of keep him in check as you guys go into the matchup on Friday?
Well, he's just a great perimeter scorer, and they actually have a number of guys. They're really a great jump-shooting team, and so I think ball pressure is very key, and some of their guys look like big physical posts, and they play like skilled perimeter guards. So, it's just really about getting great ball pressure on them and being in position. And, again, their motion concepts and the way they make you work away from the basketball is a real challenge for us. And he is certainly no exception to that because he can't put the ball on the floor. He shoots it well. He's strong and he's tough. And so we'll have to make sure we have great matchups on him and just be working really hard to get ball pressure and play as a team in the gaps to contain his penetration as well.
Finally, Coach, just what are some of the keys and adjustments that the Lynx might have to make heading into this weekend in order for you to play well and make a run in this championship?
Well, I think the thing we're really trying to emphasize, I think our group's excited about, is we're just not satisfied to be a participant, and we're going there to win a championship. And we just have to finish the game. We played well enough to win games for most of the season, and it's just a matter of us being able to sustain it for 40 minutes. And again, our goal all year was to get to this point, playing our best basketball. And I believe we are, and I believe we're as confident as we've been. And the guys have really embraced our identity of who we need to be successful. And it's just a matter of us going out and executing it. And hopefully we can do it 3 days in a row.
Rhodes College head men's basketball coach Mike DeGeorge. Again, the Lynx finish out the year with a record of 7-17, 3-13 in conference play, earning the number 4 seed out of the Eastern Division. We'll face off against the number 1 Western Division seed, Trinity University, on Friday at 1 p.m. to kick off the SCAC basketball tournament. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.